This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I know a lot of people get married. Well, Valentine's Day is supposed to be for getting married, but Christmas, getting married at Christmas, ew, that'd be, it seemed to me you'd lose money. My daughter's birthday is December 27th. Her son's birthday is December 22nd. And you have all that stuff in between. It's kind of nice to celebrate all of those things. We do it all in that, you know, in that same 4 or 5 day period. But I think something gets lost. Megan would tell you that she thought as a youngster anyway growing up that she lost a bit of the starch. At any rate, happy Halloween. We've gone through a lot of the origins over the past hour or so, a couple of hours. And so what I'm going to do later in this hour, those of you who look forward to my rendition of the Monster Mash, we will do that in the next half hour, okay? So I'll have my own version of the Monster Mash. It was a midnight splash. It gets sillier and sillier each year. Well, you've heard me do it before, right? You've heard me on Halloween. You've been here for a couple of Halloweens.
How
long have you been here?
No, because last year's Halloween was on the, during the weekend.
It was Sunday. Right, exactly. All right, well, so you'll hear it in about a half hour here on the Good Day program. Right now, congratulations to the people who thought they were going to win the Powerball jackpot. Excuse me, you were cut a little short. So now the jackpot has jumped up to $1 billion. No tickets on Saturday. $1 billion. Let's see here.
This is good news because it means nobody wants. There is another chance.
Another chance at it. So if you want. But the thing about the real number here is about half that, because you lose half of it in taxes and stuff. And it kind of underscores, I'm going to turn something good into something ugly. All right? I'm known for that. The $1 billion is great, but what happens, it's a great lesson in how taxation has taken over and overwhelms people. The whole business about this foolishness from Biden and his pals about we got to get more money out of the rich. Well, the plan doesn't really call for the rich to pay more. It calls for people who make like over $500,000, which in my mind isn't a lot. I mean, some people would say, well, it's better than making $50,000. Yeah, it is. But it's not $5 million. It's not $5 billion. But when you look at the numbers, about half of that $1 billion will go to the state and federal government. So how is that? Think about it for a second. How is that right? I guess that's what I'm, I know we have to fund government. You have to pay for the programs, but government is so out of control. And who addresses that? What do you hear?
And they also do a better job to prove what they are doing with the money, with the tax money.
Yeah, right, exactly. No, they just keep spending it because they can, because people are asleep. And, you know, the issue about going to voting and elections and stuff, we're all worked up about that. It becomes about personalities and not about issues. And it should be the other way around. It should be all about the issues. Anyway, so I've taken the Powerball story and made it into gloom and doom.
Way to go.
Thanks a lot, pal. Anyway, so let's see what happens. Oh, by the way, there's one more bit of good news. If your chances of winning the current jackpot are 1 in 292 million, right? That's how many people buy the tickets. You got one ticket. That's how many tickets they've sold. That's what the odds are based on, the tickets that are sold. All right?
So there is still a chance.
There were 6 tickets that won $1 million, 2 sold in California and Michigan, and 1 in Maryland and Texas. So let's see here. 3 months of the of drawings, and that's what they that's where they are right now. This Mega Millions. This is Powerball and Mega Millions. People get them confused. Mega Millions had a big jackpot, $1.3 billion this summer. Mm-hmm. And so that gets people all. I think this is all rigged anyway. I honestly think that the more they get more money out of it, if they raise the jackpot higher because people think, wow, look at, I'm going to win all that money. Where your best chances of winning are if the lottery number is like 50 to 100 million bucks. And what would be so bad about winning that? Right? What's, I only want $50 million.
Okay. Well, there are people who it's like the jackpot is, let's say, $120 million or even $74 million. And people won't play because they're like, that's not a big enough jackpot to play. That's still something.
Yeah, it's a lot of something, in fact. All right, here's the story of a man from Milton, Ontario, named Antoine Biani. Here's the story. He won $1 million, and he actually, not once, but twice in 13 months.
Mm-hmm.
So this tells you that there, it may be some of it's rigged, but also some of it is fairly predictable. This guy says he couldn't believe it, really. Second time in 13 months that he won. He was also at the prize center in August 2021. That's when he got his first million. So only like a year and what, 4 months ago, he won $1 million?
Just a little over a year.
Wow.
Twice.
So,
My goodness.
So he's giving his family a helping hand. I want to make sure, he said, the next generation of my family is set up comfortably. That's neat. But imagine the luck quotient.
That fortune, yeah.
Right?
Oh, my goodness. Because everybody's like, well, you're not even going to win once. This guy won twice.
Yeah.
In a relatively short period of time.
Lucky stars. Yep, exactly. All right, let's see here. A lot of people are talking about the political changes in Brazil. I don't know, you know, the world is becoming more right of center. I don't see much else there. Voters there went to the polls yesterday. See, the lesson in Brazil is they go to the polls on Sunday. The really smart countries that really want people to vote, they do this on Saturday or Sunday. That's where they have the elections. It was a hotly contested runoff election. The incumbent and the former president back at each other. And apparently right now, the fellow who is the former president, his name is Da Silva, has a almost 2% lead over the fellow who's in there now. His name is Bolsonaro. So anyway, Brazil, the fourth largest democracy in terms of population, biggest one in Latin America, certainly. And so this fellow Bolsonaro is right of center, and Da Silva is a little left of center. Da Silva is known as La Lula. Interesting name, I don't know why. But he was jailed for 20 months because he was a crook. That's what you are. A president who'd been in jail for almost 2 years because he was corrupt. Let's vote for him. I don't know what else can be said about the Seoul stampede. 154 people were killed, 100 more injured in that crowd surge, the big Halloween celebration in a district of Seoul. Mm-hmm. Yeah, unga bunga. I see that Elon Musk is saying today in an interview that he's going to reduce the employment at Twitter by 30%. Did he fire all the people that ran it last week? I think on Thursday or Friday.
It seems pretty ongoing. Did you see he walked into corporate with a kitchen sink?
Yeah. No. No. He says that he fired all these executives for cause, so they're not able. There was a many of them were getting bonuses of millions of dollars, but because he fired them before November 1st, they won't get them. That'll go over well, I'm sure, with that bunch. School bus driver in Washington arrested for driving while drunk last Friday. 9 children injured. Troy Reynolds driving back to Murch Elementary School from a field trip with a bus full of children. They veered off the road and went into a ditch. When he was examined, apparently what he did was keep driving. Even though he went into a ditch, he got the bus out of the ditch, and then he kept driving. Why is my phone ringing? What is that all about? All right. Take a couple of spots here, James. We'll figure this out.
Why wait to save? Dell Technologies Black Friday event arrives early with select deals on top tech to power business productivity. The savings start now with up to 48% off performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, including free shipping on everything. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Black Friday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. So grassy, merry Doberman, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday, it's beggin'!
Finding the right Medicare plan, oof, no easy feat. Kind of like those dances my granddaughter loves making me do. But then I found Walgreens FindRx coverage. Lets you compare plans online, over the phone, or in person. Made Medicare shopping so easy. Plus, I found plans with low-cost copays. I can get down with that. When you need to talk Medicare, Walgreens is here. Start shopping today at walgreens.com/Medicare.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 biggie bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus four-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5.
You got that biggie bag.
That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that biggie bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes four-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
In the worst-kept secret department, Tom Brady and his wife are going to be divorced. Really?
They have
what
filed.
News? Huh? They actually both filed, yeah. 13 years. They're wonderful. They're beautiful. Children are going to be fine. Children of divorced parents are never fine. Never. We had this deal when I was divorced. My children were young, and Tony and I said we were not going to fight about the children. They were our priority, and they were. But they were still affected by the fact that we weren't together. They got used to it as they became adults. They realized that it would have been a horror show if we had stayed together. But, you know, and how many parents do you, once in a while, or, you know, more frequently than that, I guess, we're staying together for the children? That's
right. Crazy.
No.
Anyway. Having apart is always better than together and miserable for the whole family.
Yep. Brady says we arrived at the decision to end our marriage after much consideration. Bunchkin said, with much gratitude for our time together, Tom and I have amicably finalized our divorce. My priority has always been and will continue to be our children, yada, yada, yada. Okay. So there's nothing new here. People knew they were going to get divorced. And so the judgmental side of it is that Brady feels his career, his wife would tell her friends that his career is more important to him than our relationship and our marriage, and yada, yada. So
perhaps now that they've confirmed it, we can stop talking about it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Why don't we stop talking about it? It's 21 after the hour. End of story. Thank you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
There's a medication recall. It's a blood pressure medication called Quinapril. You must be familiar with that.
Quinapril is one of the so-called ACE inhibitor drugs, Zestril, Lisinopril, Ramipril, the Prils. Very commonly used to lower blood pressure for heart failure. Talk to your pharmacist, talk to your doctors. There's many cousins in the same family you can substitute.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's 24 at the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for us to focus on social media trends, what people are talking about, and about whom are they speaking. Adele says she's going to take a break from music. Kind of sounds like Dolly Parton in a way, right? Dolly Parton says she's not going to tour anymore. Well, Adele wants to go back to college. I think this is interesting. And we'll get the story behind the story. I want to know more about that Las Vegas residency. Is that going to happen or not? We'll find out after this. Doug Steffen here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
One of my favorite Adele songs, frankly.
So, Jay, she's going to take a break from music because she wants to get her college degree. She's living in L.A., right? I think she's living.
She is, yeah, and then she has her Vegas residency that starts in November and will run through March 2023. And she says that she loves English literature. She always wanted to have a degree in English literature. And after she's done with Vegas, her goal for 2025 is to go to a university. She'll do it online. She'll have a tutor. She won't actually go to in class. And she regrets that she didn't go to university, that she never had that in-person experience. But she still wants that degree. And she even said that had she not been an artist, that she probably would have been an English lit teacher.
Wouldn't that be neat? Adele, as your teacher, I taught English literature, English writing and speech, but I'm no Adele, although I can, make it easy on yourself. Well, I'm going to save my voice because we're going to do the Monster Mash.
And, yes, priorities, please.
All right. Yes, please. Luke Bryan is getting some starch because he trotted out Governor DeSantis at his concert over the weekend in Florida. I wonder why. It's being political. I mean, I get it. But I think that Ed McMahon taught me a valuable lesson. He said to me, I don't talk about politics because I'm selling Alpo, and I don't want half the audience not to buy the Alpo. So when you get down to it, right? I mean, how many people would be PO'd at Brian everybody should be able to have their opinion and talk about it, but if you're in business, you just don't, this isn't what I do.
It can get dangerous when somebody of such a stature and has fans and they're telling people who to vote for that they don't make their own decision anymore.
Yeah, not a good idea. 28 after the hour.
Greg is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majoring in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, we could try to fill the remaining time with awkward pauses. It's often done for comedic effect. Is it working? I can't tell if this is funny. Maybe this is so bad it's funny. Wow, we really peaked at the save big when you switched to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Why wait to save? Dell Technologies Black Friday event arrives early with select deals on top tech to power business productivity. The savings start now with up to 48% off performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, including free shipping on everything. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Black Friday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Biden is putting the blame on high gas prices on the oil companies. The president on Monday.
I have no problem with corporations turning a fair profit or getting a return on their investment in innovation. But this is remotely what's happening. Oil companies... record profits today are not because they're doing something new or innovative. Their profits are a windfall of war.
As violence on American streets continue to burden the American dream, Chicago's violence is among the worst in the country. Last night, 14 people were shot and run over in the city's Garfield Park. The youngest victim, 3 years old. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown.
They're all in various conditions between critical and non-life-threatening.
We also have a person struck by a vehicle.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
To you, my love, my heart I surrender just as soon as I deal with yonder fender bender. Cause my ice cream truck is the way I make cash, so I'll buy you a ring when I lose this dress rash.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but at least Progressive Commercial saves you money with personalized discounts. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I'm gonna make you so happy sometime next year, I hope.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Here's some good news about a woman who built a $15,000 cottage in her backyard for her brother who has autism. So she and her boyfriend built this fellow, Chris, his own cottage in their backyard after they moved to Maui.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
How are you feeling today, Jay? Sound good. I know you're
very well. Feeling. How are you feeling today?
I'm well, thank you very much. It's Halloween. I'm inspired, not necessarily by Halloween, but I'm always inspired by what it is that we're talking about, people's reaction to what we're saying, and it's fulfilling. And I hope that the info that we're passing along, there are people listening in New York, in London, in Paris, in Moscow even. I thought we were shut out. I've had listeners in Russia. You know, that's the wonderful thing about the devices that are around today. Mm-hmm. You can find us all day, every day at gooddayshow.com, or you can find the program at Doug Steffen Networks or dougsteffen.com. And so when I see some of the responses to some of the things that we're talking about, there are people that traditionally have a lot to say, and I'll hear from them with frequency. And there are others, somebody named Isadora just sent me a note saying basically to me, don't let them tame you.
I like that. Yeah. We need a Doug Steffen store, and we just have shirts, and we put all these different sayings on these
Don't
shirts, and that's one that has to be there. Yeah.
Right. Yep. Here's some good news about a fellow who saw a classmate get bullied because of the shoes that this person was wearing. They're middle schoolers in Buffalo, New York, and the story has gone viral. Romeo Early and Melvin Anderson in the seventh grade at the Creek Academy School. Mello had noticed that Melvin had been on the receiving end of some hurtful comments from his classmates directed at the sneakers he was wearing. Mello was upset about the situation and how his friend was being treated, so he ended up calling his mother, crying after school. His mother told him that what happened at school wasn't good. And because this friend was getting bullied, he said, I'm tired of it. Explained the situation. He asked if they could go to a shoe store to find a new pair of sneakers that Mello could give to Melvin. They're 12 years old, these kids. And so this is something that Ryan saw the mother purchase.
He used his own allowance and even told his mom, like, hey, we can deduct one of my Christmas gifts so that we can have more money to get him a really nice pair of sneakers. And it's just, oh, the heart on this boy.
Very sweet. Very sweet. By the way, I've also gotten some questions. Somebody up in upper New York State wanted to know what happened. I mentioned earlier Jerry Lee Lewis had passed the age of 86. So what happened to Myra, his third wife and 13-year-old cousin at the time they got married? So apparently she has not been heard from for a number of years. She used to talk about her relationship with her ex-husband, but now that he's gone, Myra has surfaced again. Let's see here. Jerry Lee Lewis
was a few memoirs.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Right, no. She was 13, he was 22 at the time they got married, so she's no spring chicken any longer. But imagine that. And so when this happened and it became known, he was blacklisted by radio. And he basically almost had to go bankrupt because of what happened.
People rioted his
shows. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. When he went to England shortly after he married her, there wasn't a whole lot of shaking going on. There was a whole lot of trouble going on. I remember that from the early days of me being on the air. But the preachers hated rock and roll. And Jerry Lee Lewis marrying this 13-year-old gave them all the ammunition they needed. It was to the ground with what happened. Winona Ryder played Myra in the biography of Jerry Lee Lewis. Came out in the late 80s, Great Balls of Fire. Dennis Quaid played Lewis. And Winona Ryder was 17 at the time she played Myra.
They did an amazing job with that film. They took a lot of artistic liberties, of course.
Of course they do.
Yeah, it was not an autobiography or not an autobiography, a biography or anything like that, which a lot of people think. Then they watch that and they think that those were actual events that happened. That's not the case, but that was a great film.
Yeah. All right, speaking of great, every year on Halloween, but you're right, I didn't do it last year, because Halloween was on a Sunday, so I did not do. But I have done for years a song that came out. It was a Boston guy named Bobby Pickett. And he recorded. He had a ghoulish voice, and he looked kind of like Dracula. And so for fun, his friends sent him into a recording studio, or they figured out how to get him into a recording studio. He'd been performing locally. But he came up with this song, the lyrics, etc., which was perfect for Halloween. So every year on Halloween, probably 30 years, I have taken the song itself and done my version of it as it plays. So here we go, the 2022 version of Doug doing the Monster Mash. I was
looking in the lamp
late one night, my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from the slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash. He did the monster mash. I'm off by a planeter here. My laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom, the vampire's feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrodes. They did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking all, but digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five. They played the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drax's voice did ring. Seems he was troubled by just one thing. He opened the lid and shook his fist and said, "Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?" It's now the monster mash. And it's a graveyard flash. Mash, too, yes. They caught on in a flash. Now the monster mash. Now everything's cool. Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them both, said she. And you can monster mash. And do my graveyard smash. You'll catch it. Catch on in a flash. And then you can monster mash. Ooh. All right. So that my memory is...
Nicely done.
My memory is weak on a couple of the choruses and verses, but there it is. The Monster Mash. Leon Russell did a version of that, and so did this guy, Bobby Boris Pickens, from Somerville, Massachusetts. As a matter of fact, so there's a bit of our Halloween celebration here. 43 after the hour. In a moment, we're going to meet Dr. Kami Haas, who has a very interesting overview of your teeth, your mouth, your gums, and your oral health. So the helpful department opens up after this.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. So bless ye merry Dobermen, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's beggin'!
Finding the right Medicare plan? Oof, no easy feat. Kind of like those dances my granddaughter loves making me do. But then I found Walgreens FindRx coverage. Lets you compare plans online, over the phone, or in person. Made Medicare shopping so easy. Plus, I found plans with low-cost copays. I can get down with that. When you need to talk Medicare, Walgreens is here. Start shopping today at walgreens.com/Medicare.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus, four-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5.
You got that Biggie Bag.
That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Include four-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
All right, 45 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Dr. Kami Haas, who's the author of the bestseller, If Your Mouth Could Talk, An In-Depth Guide to Oral Health and Its Impact on Your Life. Most people don't realize, Dr. Haas, about plaque and how important it is. Oh, so if I don't brush my teeth today, what's the big deal? It is a big deal, right?
That's exactly right. Because they think, what's the biggest deal is I get a hole in the tooth and the dentist will fill it, or I get some crooked teeth and the orthodontist will fix it. But you're absolutely right. Our oral health impacts every part of our life, literally from conception, because it impacts fertility and then helps our pregnancies. And as our oral development, the mouth grows, it impacts our airway and oxygen intake and sleep and how kids do in school and how confident they are, the kind of grades they get. The number one reason kids get bullied about it is about their teeth and their mouth. And then as we get older, oral health impacts how much money we make and the kind of dating we have. And it's almost linked to every chronic disease from cardiovascular disease, diabetes. It's linked to so many types of cancers. Mm-hmm. And because of all of this, it impacts our longevity. So there is pretty much, I can't think of really any part of our life that's not impacted by oral health.
So today is Halloween, and your exactly. children, all of us are going to be eating a lot of candy and that sort of thing. What if I were to ask you, what's the worst possible candy for your child's teeth? What would you say? What is
That's a great question. So, by the way, I have a 10-year-old, so I'm a dad as well. So I understand about Halloween and candy. So let's talk about it. So candies are divided into two groups. They're bad candies and they're worse candies. So bad candies are just like, you know, lollipops and chewing gums and, you know, cakes and all of that stuff that has refined sugar in it. Worse candies are the ones that not only have the sugar, but it sticks to your teeth. So it lingers longer and provides the food for the bacteria that then digests it and excretes acid. And but that acid provides, you know, makes holes in the teeth that cause they're called cavities. Or candies that are really hard to chew, and then they can potentially even chip the teeth or chip the fillings or, you know, break the orthodontic devices. So those are the types of candies I would absolutely avoid. And, of course, parents should make sure that the source of candy is, you know, safe, and they go through it, make sure that the candies are unwrapped. You know, they take them out and don't allow the kids to eat them.
Right. Well, there are candy swaps. You can do that, I think, during the day tomorrow after they collect them all. Today.
Right. And then, by the way, there's a lot of places, including my dental offices, that we buy candy from kids the day after Halloween for a whole week. So that's a really great place.
All right. So dentists who are listening to the program, is a great idea. Buy the candy from your patients this week, perhaps. And then make sure that there's the usual health flossing and that sort of thing is very important. So where can we get this book, If Your Mouth Could Talk?
You can get it from either themousebook.com or from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you find your favorite books.
All right, so there's some good advice in here, practical advice for parents. If Your Mouth Could Talk was on both the Wall Street Journal and the USA Today bestseller list. If you want more info, Dr. Kami Haas.com, KAMIHOSS.com. Thank you, Dr. Kami. Good to have you here on Good
Thank
Day.
You.
It's 10 before the hour.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Chucker. Movie Moments time at 53 after the hour. All right, Chucker, bring us into horror, into Amityville. What is it, the Amityville
Horror? Amityville. I like that one. That was you know, the Amityville Horror, this is The Shining. I don't want to confuse the audience. This is The Shining, Stanley Kubrick's The Shining, which came out in 1980. I did not see this film theatrically in a movie theater, but I did do a revival of it a few years ago, and as I stated on this program, I was blown away how good this movie is on a big screen. It is a visual, hypnotic, absorbing experience, and one of the best horror films of all time. Really all atmosphere, and Nicholson's bonkers performance. Shelley Duvall's very good in it also, but yeah, I'm a big fan.
I know you are. All right, so I'm looking at the list of movies at my local Cinemaplex. Halloween Ends, Pray for the Devil.
Yes.
Let's see, what other stuff is up here? The
Smile. That's another horror film,
here.
Right?
Yep.
And then you got Terrifier 2 in your theater?
No, I don't have that.
Four horror movies in the top 10.
Awful. Oy.
Really?
Oh, my God. Look at this.
Listen, it's a genre that's been around for a very, very long time.
It's Terrifier 2?
Yeah.
All right, there's another one. The Baby...
You were second online for that one?
What's Please, Baby, Please? That didn't look too good either.
That I don't know.
Yeah. All right, so what did well? Box office totals, I'm looking at Big Adam and then the other...
Black Adam. He is big, Dwayne Johnson.
There's a new
Black
movie,
Adam,
Banks.
Number one, second week in a row. It did drop all 50%, 58% week to week. It's a respectable hold, $111 million in 10 days, Ticket to Paradise. with George Clooney and Julia Roberts, 10 million, 38% drop off week to week. Pretty good hold, 34 million in 10 days. As I stated the other day, this film's done over 100 million overseas. It's opened already there in September. Pray for the Devil, a new horror movie, 7 million. I have no idea what it's about, I gotta be honest. Smiles done very well, 5 million, 92 million in like 5 weeks. Halloween Ends, 3.8. Film's done 60 million, but the drop off after the opening weekend is beyond severe, meaning word of mouth. It's not good. Even though I said I liked the film, I just think they sold the audience an apple when they wanted an orange. It's a very different storyline than what people were expecting. I got one other bit of news. James Cameron's Avatar 2, Doug, which hits theaters this December, they say the running time will be over 3 hours. I think that's nuts. I cannot see how theater owners are going to be happy about that run. Let's just say it's 3 hours and 15 minutes. That's a long time to sit and watch an Avatar movie, no?
Yeah. Yeah, well,
It's hard enough to get people into theaters. I mean,
if the movie's good, then who cares how long it runs? But if it's not good, so did you talk about Ticket to Paradise? I didn't hear you talk about
it. Yes, it was second. It was second. Yeah. 10 million. It's done 34 million in 10 days here domestically.
Yeah.
Clooney and Roberts. Pretty good pairing.
Good pairing. Walt Disney has a new short film called Reflect that promotes body positivity and healthy self-image. Mm-hmm. And the film is streaming on Disney Plus. They're in episode 7 of it. And they have a plus-size heroine in it, which made news.
Really? Why? Well, let me ask you a question. When you look in the mirror, do you like your body?
Yes, most of it. Not all of it, but
that's
how about you?
I do.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes,
there you go. Yeah. So, and they make
the
a big
page.
See that, but Disney is the same as everybody else. They're making a big deal out of something that is a common occurrence these days, and why not? I mean, we all have different sizes and shapes to our bodies, so why do we think that maybe this is part of us growing out of?
You know, I always tell my daughter or anybody that I relate to that's younger, because I employ like 30 different high school and college girls.
Yes.
The greatest adversary you will ever face in this life is your own mind. And you're always going to have self-doubt about yourself, despite the fact that life is performance art and we put on a face. But at the end of the day, we always have self-doubt. I believe that. And you guys got to deal with that in your own way.
Yeah, that's
believe
very professorial.
Believe in yourself.
Good job, Trucker. Keep
Thanks,
that
Doug.
Thought. Yes, thank you. 59 past the hour.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.